again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. Yes, once again, the Island Nation, a place once known for incredible darkness, the light is now breaking forth. And how does it break forth? It breaks forth through us. You and I are temples of the living God. That means, too, that His presence dwells in us, that He flows through us. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. That means His, and water is life. You know, I remember with so much of the development work that I used to do, I traveled to these different countries and you'd help set up projects. That was just something that you know, if you've ever been to a place that has drought, where they don't have access to water, what people say, when people have to walk, you know, a couple of kilometers just to get water to drink, water is life, they would say in those places. You know, that's the way they would refer to it. You know, it's so out of your belly shall flow rivers of living life, living water. That life will flow through you. Life will flow out of you into the surroundings that you are in. You know, the world needs life right now. The world is, because the world is going on this crazy path of death. And you know, their systems are failing, their thinking is not working. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So their system is not working. And as it's not working, as things are breaking down, as people are losing their monkey minds, because you have a very animalistic nature if you are doing what you're doing apart from the Spirit of the living God. As they're losing their minds, you know, they need to know there's another way. Now, the way they know there's another way is by you living it. It's not what you say. It's not even as much what you do. I mean, because you will naturally do what it is that the Spirit of God leads you to do if you're following. It's just your spiritual place. It's who you're aligned with. You know, the things that you do, of course, you know, it's like if you sow to the flesh, from the flesh you reap destruction. If you sow the Spirit, you're going to get life. But even with that too, you can do things that seem good in the natural, but really are motivated from the flesh and from the carnal. Good actions, but wrong heart, wrong motivation, wrong intention. Have you ever been around people like that? That's quite an interesting thing. It's interesting because, you know, this process of life requires that you would align with Him. And when you're in alignment with Him, something flows through you. When you're in alignment with Him, you're now in a place where that power can flow through you. Have you ever seen, a power cord, if it gets cut, you know, it's out of alignment. There's nothing that can flow through it. But the second that those two wires are spliced together again and put in connection, the result is that power flows through it. A second that it is aligned, right, the incredible power can flow through those wires to accomplish the function and the purpose that whatever that was that needs the power on the other side was designed for. So it is the place of alignment. And see, if you're not in alignment, you're left up to your natural devices, your natural intentions, your natural abilities, which are limited. But we serve a limitless God. So when you are in alignment with Him, you are unlimited. That's why He can do exceedingly abundantly past anything that you can imagine or think. He can do that. Because He can do past what your natural mind can think. He can do past what your natural abilities would be stuck at. You know, I feel bad for the worlders. I just feel bad for the worlders because, you know, they don't have a hope. They don't have a future. You know, they sort of banked on everything here, and it's not going to work out. Do you know that if you are on the side of the world, that things are not going to work out? Yeah, I know. I get to be the one to break it to you. Things won't work out. You won't get a cushy retirement. You're not going to get peace at the end of all of this. You're not going to be able to buy love after you make your bajillions of euro or dollar or pound or whatever the currency is that you like to work in. No. It's not going to end well for you. It never does for the worlders. It never, ever does. See, that's the irony, is that they think it will, but it doesn't. But rather for the children of God, you know, we go through a difficult time for a window. Yes, we go through a stretching time for a window. But we do get stronger as we keep going through it. The things that used to bug you, they don't bug you as much anymore. They don't have as much of a hold on you anymore. They don't paralyze your life as much anymore. But yes, you know, we go through a window. You know, we go through a season. We go through a time. And on the other side of it, for us, is life and peace. But you know what? You can have that today, too. You can have that today within. So even though without, you'll still be facing trials and testings and tribulations of all kinds, within you can have peace. Within you can have joy. Within you can have stillness. It comes from Him. So He does that work in us. But what He does need from you and I is the exercising of our free will. You know, this is one thing that's amazing to me about the way that God made us, is that He created us with free will. He created us with the ability to choose. And we get to live with the ramifications of those choices. So you and I can choose life, or you and I can choose death. You and I can choose His way, or we can choose the way of the world. You know, we talked about this some time back. There really is only two kingdoms here. I mean, there's all kinds of splits and all kinds of other things that people see. But really, in the end, there's only two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of this world, and then there's the kingdom of God. That's it. Now, the world splits itself up and manifests itself in all kinds of different ways. And the people of God are the wheat and the tares grow together. So the people of God are mixed in there all over the place as well. So we're all jumbled up here. We're all mixed up. And light and dark exists simultaneously in this dimension for a purpose. God is accomplishing something in all of this. God is revealing something in all of this. He's showing something in all of this for those that have eyes to see. So don't get stressed. It's not about a perfect reality here. It's not about making a perfect life here. It's about following Him and letting whatever is around you be what it is. You trust Him. It's about wherever it is that you go, praying and asking the Lord and asking Him, Lord, Your kingdom come, Your will be done. You know, I had a really, really super, super evening yesterday, completely impromptu. I was supposed to meet up with a few friends, and we were just supposed to discuss some other things, but ended up meeting up with a few people didn't show up. So the ones that were there were all just followers of Christ and people that know Him and know His voice. So what was going to just be a regular surface meeting turned into a time where we talked about the things of the Spirit and the things of God and how they apply to... Oh, you know what? If you guys don't know what that's like, it's awesome. When you can meet up... You see, for the children of God, we're always ready. We don't need a schedule. We don't need a time to slot it in for the week. We're ready to talk about the things of God whenever the Spirit of God gives us a chance. And we love it when we have that chance. It's just who you are. It's what you're about. It's what you love. It's what you know. It's what you long for and crave for. Your spirit is thirsty for that. So we got together. And this wonderful brother in Christ, we were talking about some different things. And he was sharing something that God had showed him some time back. And, you know, it's beautiful. I mean, I won't go into this whole thing, but I'll give you the summary, which is... don't do things out of sympathy or out of human emotion and out of your own flesh. So when you see all these things going on around you, you're not to respond out of your own personal you're not supposed to respond out of your human sympathy and your flesh, because if you do that and you leave the place of light and spirit, you will get wore out, wore down, drained, completely bled dry out of trying to do something that would seemingly be good. You don't have the ability nor the power. But if you remain in the light, because God, see, here's the thing, when you do something like that out of your own flesh, you are essentially saying that you care more about that situation than God does. God cares about the situation, but what He needs you to do is He needs you to stay in the light so that now His power can flow through you. He needs you to respond as He would have you to respond, so that you are now in a position where His light and His power can flow through you. Otherwise, if you step out of that, now nothing can flow through you. You're left in your own abilities, and there's nothing there that can help. So, the other part of that whole discussion with him was, but if you remain in the light, as he is in the light, you know, if you remain in his word, and his word remains in you, and from that position, from that spiritual position, if you then now do what God has for you to do, the captives will get set free. And it will be an easy thing, because the Spirit of God does it through you. He will just let people free. That sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God in your hands, powerful sword, light and truth flowing through you, will just set the captives free. It won't be a difficult thing. It'll happen just so easy, but you have to stay in that position. That was one really, really cool thing. You know, as he shared a vision that corresponded with that, and just how God speaks to you, how he speaks to us. But the other thing too is praying from a position of authority. You know, when God puts you, and you know what? Every one of you has a position of spiritual authority in this life. Every one of you has been given that. Every one of you has been given a place where people look to you. And you have responsibility in your respective sphere. When you pray from a spiritual position of authority, you can release the Spirit of God into those places, because you've been given that in the natural realm. And so you can pray over... your families. You can pray over your siblings. You can pray for your coworkers. You can pray for your organizations. You can pray for your churches. You can pray for those that are in leadership positions. You can pray for... You've been given that. But especially when you release God's... When you pray, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. In... When you pray, your will be done in whatever it is that you have been given authority and power and responsibility, things change. Things change. So, no, it's all good. It is all good in Christ Jesus. You know, we remain in Him. His words remain in us. You know, some of you have been getting tired and lethargic, and you feel spent and drained. Part of the reason that happens is because you try to do things in yourself. You try to do things in your flesh. You try to do things and respond in your natural ability. And the arm of flesh will fail you. You know, I think something that God's been speaking to me has just been, you know what? Really, really, really make it a point to pray your day and to stay in connection and to stay in spirit. Because, you know, that is going to be the place where, you know, you get grounded and solid and know before you even start going into your day that, you know, connect up and make sure that the things that you do, you know, the difference that you can, scriptures talk about that we're supposed to be praying continually. But the way that works is there's the act of prayer and there's the state of prayer. The act of prayer is when you go on your knees before God and you pray, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. When you spend time before Him and you bring before Him everything that's, every care and every concern on your heart, and you pray for His will in all that's going on around you and the things that He burdens you for. The act of prayer, you're thanking Him, you're praising Him for who He is. Act of prayer is powerful. But, you know, God also has for us to be in the world but not of the world. And He sends us in with assignments and responsibilities that require us to get up off our knees and to go do. But you can do that and remain in a state of prayer. And in that state of prayer, that is a powerful place to be, because everything that you do can now be still in connection. So He speaks to you and you respond. And He can show you in every situation, because you have a living connection with Him. Here's what you now do in this situation. Here's now how my life flows through you in this situation. Here's now how things change in this situation. And if you remain in a state of prayer in everything that's going on around you, He will speak to you. You will continue that internal dialogue where something inside of you resonates. So something will come up. You'll have a problem that'll come through. You'll have an issue, a situation. People will be manifesting. All kinds of stuff. Whatever it is that goes on, He will show you, here's what you need to do. No, it's good. It is all good. Because, you know, in all that's taking place around us right now, in all that is transpiring, you know, we continue to move forward. We continue to go from glory to glory and from strength to strength. We continue to live. And you know how frustrating it is for the worlders when you live and when you move forward in spite of all that they're doing? In spite of, because see, when the worlders turn their back on God and when they sell out to that system, ultimately what they're saying is, you know what, they're saying that they don't believe that God can take care of them, that God can provide for them, that they want what the world offers more than what Christ would give them. And they believe that that's the better way. So when you go forward with Christ and you live a different life and you continue to advance in that, and His blessing is on your life, and now He raises you up, it now becomes something else. Because now all of a sudden they realize, wait a second, there is another way. And it didn't require selling of your soul. And that infuriates. They realize they made a bad deal. They made a bad exchange. They went the wrong way. You know, I'm excited. I'm excited for you guys. I'm excited for what God's doing with me. I'm excited for the body of Christ and what we're coming into. I'm excited that at the end of the day, at the end of this life, this paradigm, what we're in right now, that we get to go on to be with our Creator for all eternity. And we get to live with Him even now. We get to walk with Him even now. We get to know His voice even now. And we get to please Him and live an abundant life here, in this time, in this generation. Don't sell yourself short. Don't think, all right, Scripture says don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to, but do think well of yourself. Just don't go beyond. Keep it in perspective. Realize that, you know, that outside of Him you can do nothing, and that He is your life, He is your light, He is your everything. But also realize that because you are in Him, you are now a child of the Son of the Living. You're a child of God. You are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. You are a prince and a princess. Prince or a princess. Yeah. You're special. You're important. You are amazingly... The Creator of the universe came into this world in human flesh and paid the price in His own blood, in His own life, for you to be able to be with Him for all eternity. That's how special you are. So don't ever get down. I know sometimes you get down, but don't stay down. Remember this. No one can steal that from you. No one can take that from you. We can choose to go the wrong way, but God will, he's looking that we would know the truth. Because the truth will set you free. He won't override your free will. But He does reach out to you and says, hey, this is the way. Walk ye in it. So this day, remember, this is the way. Walk ye in it. Ask Him to direct your path and He'll show you the way. Don't stress about anything going on around you. Know that God is in control. And as you look to Him, That's the key. You got to look to Him. You got to put it all before Him. Don't hold any of it in yourself. Lay it before His feet and ask for His will to be done. And He's going to show you the way through and the way to kingdom manifest right here, right now, in Jesus' name. Hey, God bless you guys. Love you. Keep on keeping on. Drop us an email. faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. All right. God bless you. Talk to you soon. Bye.